National Rifle Association has spent nearly $3 million so far in the 2018 election cycle. A big chunk of that change is centered on a race right here in our region. The powerful gun lobby has spent nearly $500,000 running ads against Montana's vulnerable Democratic Senator John Tester.
John Tester has two faces. In Montana, he says he supports gun rights. But in Washington, D.C., his votes tell a different story.
It's the most money the NRA has spent against any candidate in the Mountain West this year. But political scientist David Parker says the gun lobby's power isn't necessarily in its spending.
They're powerful if only because their supporters are so intensely motivated.
He says many Second Amendment supporters are single-issue voters. Guns are an important part of the culture in Montana.
I mean, a lot of people hunt here in the state. A lot of people go out there, and they don't come into conflict with guns in quite the same way that people do in urban areas.
Despite their strong support, the NRA isn't always successful. Last year, they spent $1 million endorsing their pick in Alabama's special election. But that campaign failed. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.